You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome in again, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. And T.R., hey, the big news is, as we get going on this week's podcast is the acquisition of Will Venable. And what that may mean, you get a left-handed bat in the outfield, but does that have anything to do with Josh Hamilton? And to that end, what we might know about his immediate future?
It has everything to do with Josh Hamilton. I mean, it's pretty clear that the Rangers are going to not have Hamilton available for the immediate future. He's been dealing with a sore left knee. It's not getting any better. As of Wednesday afternoon, they had not put him on the disabled list, but it's pretty clear that they're going to do that at some point. That's why they got Venable. They need a left-handed bat to go with Ryan Strasburg in left field. You know, that'll take him to September 1st. You know, hopefully they get Hamilton back then and have enough outfield depth for the stretch run. But there's a lot of concern here about where Hamilton's going with his left knee.
So we're talking about possibly done for the year.
No, I don't know if he's done for the year. I think if he gives it 2 weeks rest, maybe, you know, he can calm it down and maybe fill a part-time role as they go into September. I don't sense that he's out for the year. I definitely sense that he's probably not going to be able to be a full-time player. Whether or not he goes on the disabled list, he's just not going to be able to answer the bell every day like the Rangers hope.
Yeah, okay, fascinating and obviously an interesting development. What do you make of Venable? You like that addition? That's not bad given where we are in the season and how difficult it is to acquire good left-handed hitters.
Well, I think you bring up a great point. You know, it's that time of the year, August, where it's hard to get a player through a straight trade. So you got to take what clears waivers or falls in your lap as the first team claiming off waivers. And, you know, Max Venable has been around for about 8 years. You know, he's described as a professional hitter, great person on and off the field. His father was a major leaguer, Max Venable, played for the San Francisco Giants when I was at the University of San Francisco, so I remember him well. Will played at Princeton, great guy, smart player, obviously. And, you know, like you said, at this time of the year, it's a good pickup. If I can plug him in, you know, like Strasburger at the bottom of the order and at least hold his own. He's got a little bit of speed, kind of like Strasburger. Rangers like to run a little bit with, you know, the Shields at the top of the lineup and some of their other guys. So he's got a chance to fit in pretty good.
Yeah, no, I think so. All things considered, they have to be pretty excited to be able to land him at this point. Meanwhile, they also have to be excited to get Holland back, and I know he's pitching on Wednesday, and I don't know how far ahead of schedule, you know, that has come or what the expectations are for Holland down the stretch, but that's, you know, again, we see players come, we see players go this time of year. That's a nice one to be getting back.
Yeah, Dave, you're right. You know, last year he missed 5 months of the season, came back in September and pitched great. I mean, he was outstanding in September, but he was coming back from a knee problem. This time he's coming back from a shoulder issue, and so I don't know if they're that confident that he's going to be lights out again down the stretch. He's also coming back on 4 rehab starts. Last year he had 6 rehab starts, so they're bringing him back a little bit earlier than they did last year. But, you know, this is a guy who's been a very good pitcher for them for several years now when he is healthy, and they're hoping that he'll give them another reliable starter for the stretch run.
What do you make of the situation right now? Their general spot in the division, last check, and I should probably have checked this before we started talking today, but they were like two back, maybe, I think they're like two back in the loss column of the division-leading Astros. You know, you don't like to see anybody go down, and, you know, it's tough when a guy like Hamilton might be missing for some time, but it's just remarkable to me where they find themselves right now.
Well, they've made a nice comeback, Dave, since the All-Star break. I think if you look at the All-Star break, there's a lot of doubt whether this team had another run in them, and they've shown that they have. And, you know, the pitching has been a little bit better. The bullpen's been great. Everybody talks about Cole Hamels and the acquisition on July 31st, but they also got Jake Diekman and Sam Dyson for the bullpen, and those two have been outstanding. They've really up the quality of this bullpen in the last couple of weeks and made a big difference for this team. The hitting's been a little bit better. The guy has really come on. You know, we've talked about this before on the podcast. You know, Adrian Beltre really needs to be a guy who is more productive than he has been. You know, I think at the All-Star break, I wrote that he was the player to watch in the second half. And he is really starting to come around with the bat. He's really starting to play well. He's always been a great second-half hitter throughout his career, and he's really starting to turn it on, and that's been a big boost for the Rangers. And, Shin-Soo Chu is another guy who's really had a great second half. So their offense, Dave, has been a lot better since the All-Star break, and that's helped, you know, get them back into the wild card and division chase.
I don't know about you, TR. Are you one of those schedule guys? You like to look and see what's upcoming, whether it be home, road, certain opponents. I haven't really broken down the Rangers' schedule. I don't know if those are exercises even worth doing, but have you taken a glance? Does it work out favorably for them?
Well, you know, they've got a lot of games with the Mariners left. They go to Detroit. They've got San Diego on the schedule. They've still got a lot of games with Houston left. They don't have to play Toronto or Kansas City. You know, those are two clearly the hot, or the Yankees. Those are the hottest teams in the game right now. I mean, yeah, but think, you know, you can go into San Diego and get swept by the Padres and just shoot yourself in the foot. So you go into Detroit, you know, and get beat. I mean, they've had some tough times this year against clubs that have been struggling, clubs with losing records. I mean, they played better against teams with winning records than they have with losing records. So from that standpoint, I'm not sure that it's all that smart to look ahead and get excited about what's coming ahead. All we know is that they're going to be in the pennant race probably to the end. They got a big series in Houston late September. That might be something special to watch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think for certain it will be. The catching situation, we talked about it last week. It's such a cool story. But as we get a little more time under our belt, how have those guys looked back there sharing the duty?
Well, they're still holding their own. Chris Jimenez has played very well offensively and defensively. Bobby Wilson is handled himself well. Everybody knows he's a very good defensive catcher. Rangers still don't know when they'll get Robinson Chirinos back or Carlos Corcoran. It looks like Jimenez and Wilson will take it into September, and then we'll see if they get Chirinos back. But Jimenez is playing really well right now.
Yeah. More injury updates, I guess. Wouldn't be a podcast without a couple chats about some of these guys. Leonis Martin to the disabled list. What are we hearing? What do we know about the hand?
Well, they thought he might have a broken hamate bone that would put him out 4 to 6 weeks, but and now they think he might be just dealing with the leftover of a pre-existing injury from maybe as far back as when he was in Cuba. You know, he can take some time off, hopefully rest it, get some treatment, and they're hoping he might be able to help him out in September as a September call-up. You know, probably not as a starter, obviously, but pinch runner off the bench and maybe a guy come in and play defense for him.
Okay, interesting. You, Darvish. I saw you tweeted something the other day. I think posted an article recently. He's starting to throw already off Tommy John surgery.
He's just playing catch, and he's got a long way to go. That's just the first step in another 8-month process. We're not going to hear from, or we're not going to see you, Darvish, on a major league mound in May or June next year. So that's just an insignificant first step.
Okay. Because I remember John Daniels in spring training saying that he thought or had hoped maybe he would have him back next May or next June, and there were some wide eyes. But, I mean, the fact that he's throwing right now at all is good news.
It's a good first step, but you say he's throwing. He's just lobbing the ball and playing catch. He's not airing it out. He's not even going hard. He's just trying to get the cobwebs broken.
Yeah. Okay, well, interesting stuff anyway. All sorts of moving parts with this team, but very much in the thick of things out in the American League West. DR, let's get back to the game. Thanks so much for the updates.
All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, there he goes. TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.